And joining us now on the phone is the head football coach of the University of Jamestown, Sean Frank. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. Great to have you along with us this morning. And we're going to talk a little bit about Friday night's game as you guys fell in your opener to Rocky Mountain College by a final score of 34-20. I thought early in the game your guys really came to play. I thought the aggressiveness on both sides of the football were very, very good, and you could really tell they were chomping at the bit to get out there.
Well, you know, I mean, certainly it was good to see somebody else other than ourselves during practice, you know. And ultimately, it was one of those things in the first half where I felt that, we did a good job of responding. You know, we gave up a long drive play-wise with their first possession. And the thing about that is we had an opportunity to get out the field three times, and we didn't. And obviously, when you play an opponent like Rocky Mountain, who is a talented football team, you have to seize those opportunities and seize those moments. And we didn't in the first drive. After that, we relaxed a little bit. We fell into an ebb and flow, and offensively, I thought we did a great job. Moving the football, scoring points, putting points on the board, and at one point in the first half, moving ahead, score wise in the game. You could see some things on their sidelines. You could see the panic set in a little bit. We had the momentum, and then unfortunately, right towards the end of the first half, one of our most basic coverages that we play, we didn't communicate real well defensively, and we let them put a touchdown on the scoreboard right before the half, and then subsequently, the first drive of the second half is another one of those things. As I look back, I've put that game in my rearview mirror, but as I look back, was another critical point in the football game. I felt that we could have responded to stimuli a little bit better in the, coming out of the second half defensively. But we're close, but we all know this: close only counts in hand grenades and Monopoly, and we're in a results-oriented profession. So the things that we saw on tape, kind of reinforced what I thought after the game as we drove back, that we're going to find that 99.9% of this stuff is correctable, and it certainly was. So we got to continue to coach, we got to continue to teach, we got to continue to understand that pre-snap alignments, assignment alignment technique are critical to our success. So that has been our focus this week, is working on those little things and trying to clean that up and as we press forward.
Of course, you and I have talked about a lot over the last year, especially at the beginning of last year's creating turnovers, and you guys kind of struggled with that last year, but you got a pair of them on Friday night, and hopefully that kind of sets a tone for the rest of the season.
Yeah, certainly it's a good start. We can be better. There's no doubt about that. We had an opportunity to, in the first drive of their first drive of the game, to come up with an interception. It's something that we have stressed, and something that we will continue to work on. But it's a process, and our players understand that we need to create possessions for our offense, create short fields for that group, and it's something that we will continue to focus on. But like I said, it's a good start, but we need to continue to press on.
Heading into this weekend, of course, Valley City State on the horizon coming up on Saturday. It is a 1 o'clock kickoff out at Taylor Stadium in Raleigh-Greenough Field. You talk about the improvement from Game 1 to Game 2. That's something that I know you stress, a biggest improvement from 1 to 2. What kind of things are you looking for coming out of Game 1 and changing into Game 2?
Well, seizing opportunities, certainly, being more on a level keel. Can't get too highs with the highs, too lows with the lows, it's one of those things that we talked about as far as AAT, assignment alignment technique, and that has been our stress this week. And there's an old cliche in this game that you make your biggest improvement from game one to game two. I don't know if that's steadfast, but that's been around since I started coaching and so on. So we obviously expect improvement. It'll be our second game. It's tough to simulate game shape until you're actually physically playing a football game. So we feel that cardio-wise, we're going to be a lot better than we were a week ago. If the heat and the humidity holds, which it sounds like it's going to, the acclimation of already playing a game in that heat and humidity certainly is going to be advantageous to us. It's one thing to practice, but when you ratchet up the intensity and those types of things, it's a different element. It's a different animal. But you know, just those simple things. You know, as we continue to move forward, we're not going to get caught up in a whole lot. We want to keep the focus on ourselves, the attention to detail on ourselves, and what do we need to do to play a complete football game. And you know, it starts with those technique things, those assignment things, and seizing those opportunities, those four or five plays during the course of a football game, making sure we capitalize on those moments. And if we do, we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Well, I know you like to keep the focus on your team, but just taking a look at that Valley City State offense just for a moment. Of course, you know, they're missing some big pieces from last year. They lose a multiple-year starter at quarterback. They lose a two-time All-American at tight end. So there's going to be some differences to that Valley City State team. They do get a guy back like Derek Elliott, who's very dynamic. What are you expecting to see from them come Saturday?
You know, it's just going to be a wait-and-see approach. I'm a firm believer teams don't change their MO too much. You know, the coaching staff's been together for quite a long time, and once again, it's what we need to do. You know, we're gonna practice. We're gonna take the approach which we have all week long, in terms of making sure that we're assignment sound. Our commitment starts with us defensively, our communication, and so on, and that's critical. We've talked to our guys about that all week long because of the multiple formations, because of the movements, because of the trades, because of the motions and things like that. So, you know, we've become pretty acclimated as we've gone on. Yesterday, we cleaned some things up from Tuesday practice. I thought we were pretty sharp. Now, today, our focus is, put the hay in a barn, so to speak, and continue to keep the focus, the attention on us, because ultimately we know that there's going to be something new. There's going to be a wrinkle here or there. There always is, and it's just a matter of, you know, sorting through that stuff, withstanding, that stuff early on, formationally or whatever they decide they're going to do, and then getting together between series, getting that stuff straightened out. So, I mean, like I said, I don't want to sound mundane or cliche, but, it's about us and our approach and about what we need to do.
Of course, the big rivalry game on Saturday, you guys ended a three-game losing streak to Valley City State with a 13-10 win. It was the first start for your quarterback, Bo Erickson, who I thought took some big strides on Friday night and really looked like he is going to be the catalyst of this offense for a long time.
Well, he's certainly a young man who takes pride in his work. As far as him grading himself, you know, he wants to be above the line in his performance, and obviously, we as a football team want to take that same approach. But he brings a dynamic that you're going to need to defend him, we do a great job. Our offensive staff is putting guys in space and creating mismatches and so on, and taking advantage of what our offense does well, and that certainly revolves around him. He can throw well in the run. Obviously he can run the ball real well, and using that dynamic and using it to our advantage certainly is a plus. And you know, I go back to, certainly things. Your success is dictated about how well you play on both sides of the line of scrimmage. I'm a firm believer in that, we can do a much better job defensively stopping the run. That I do know, and I know that the offensive staff will tell you the same thing, that we need to do a better job running the football. So, as we sort this out here, today and so on, that has been our focus, to make sure that we can open up some run lanes and so on, and allow the give our quarterback the freedom to get out and use the type of skills that he has, his skill set, to take advantage of what he does well, and the cast around him. Certainly we'll use different people in that regard, as far as creating those mismatches and so on. So, we're happy with the start. We're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. We're not a finished product, but we're going to, we're certainly going to continue to focus and continue to practice and approach this that, obviously by season's end, our goal is to become a finished product. There's no question about that.
All right, Coach. Well, we will see you Saturday afternoon, the home opener out at Raleigh-Greenville Field.
I appreciate everything. You take care.
Thanks, Coach. That was Sean Frank, the head football coach at the University of Jamestown.